970-443-5654.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to start out with, I don't know if how many of you watched the Biden speech for the soul of the nation. I didn't. I don't like to listen to lies. I should, because that's what I do, and I want to be, you know, up to date and accurate as to what is happening in that world. But I did notice one thing. This is what I did notice. Yes, it was rhetoric, lies, misinformation, untruth. But I noticed something very interesting. Now, if you go back and look at Obama's speeches in the past, there was a similarity with exactly what Joe did during that whole speech. He would look left and present something, and he would look right and present something, and he would look left, then right. This is the Obama method of brainwashing. It would give the audience the sense that Barack Obama was together, intelligent, and a master. And this is the first time I've seen Joe Biden, in a sense, do that to this degree. And occasionally, he would look directly ahead. And this time, he didn't appeal so much to the emotion. He appealed more to the intellect, because it's the intellect is where he wants to deceive the listeners. You deceive them by focusing on the intellect. So I watched that, and I watched just a little bit to see how he delivered the, you know, the speech for the soul of the nation. Now, he is correct. This speech was for the soul of the nation. The people in this nation better be careful, because their target is your soul, your mind, your emotion, and your will. That is what these people are targeting with every individual: your mind, your emotion, and your will. They do want your soul. Again, this was Obama methodology. Look left, look right, be matter of fact, have each of your five-word points perfectly laid out on the teleprompter. Don't do anything by memory. Focus on the teleprompter. This was the Obama method. Don't say anything new. Don't try to improvise, which with Joe it's pretty difficult to do. Watch only the monitor. Read from the... just read what's there. on the teleprompter. This was a psychological operation. I couldn't believe how perfectly Joe, in the brief time that I watched, how perfectly he laid that out. So you have to be careful. I wanted to begin with that. Now, I'm also going to hopefully not shock you. I don't want to distress the audience. Now, this coming election, if the Republicans, or I should say, if the conservatives are successful, I don't consider the Republicans necessarily to be conservatives. There's two different breeds of duck. If the conservatives are successful in putting in conservative individuals into positions throughout the country, the local level, you know, region, state, count, government, if they're successful, they are already thinking ahead. There will not be a 2024 election. There will not be, after this election, there's not going to be a 2024 election. Nope, if the conservatives are successful, there will be the plan, continuity of government. They are already planning something to eliminate elections. There's no sense in a dictatorship to ever allow votes. There's no need for the people to be given the right to vote. Personally, I think that I'm 50-50. Those are good odds. 50%, yeah, conservatives may be successful. 50%, they may not be. But I'll put it to you this way again. If they are successful, then you're going to see continuity of government kick in like you have never seen that apparatus ever. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Well, we're going to continue. Now, everybody wants to know, there's a question, a big question in the land, and there has been since the time Joe Biden took over the seat in the White House. Not really. Everything, he's not in the White House. He's at a studio somewhere. And the question is, who is the Phantom of the Opera? Who is the individual, or which party is really with the individual, who is really running the operation in this country? Well, we're going to talk about that. Now, Donald Trump, when he was elected, he became a major hindrance to the momentum that Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, achieved. Donald Trump stopped that momentum. And what momentum was that? What did Barry Satoru achieve? Well, the war and conflict in Syria. We see Muammar Gaddafi murdered in Libya. The rise and the birth of ISIS. Then there was Operation Ukraine in 2014, Operation Ukraine. Now, I don't know what the operation is called in the Defense Department, but I'll just say Operation Ukraine. Donald Trump was, he had interfered again with that momentum. They could not allow it. It slowed things down. The global world order, the plan for globalization, and with that plan, it was an operation for America to finally have, already does have, but to have the final hegemonic control and rule of the world. There, we're moving in that direction still, but right now, presently, the U.S. doesn't have perfect control of what it wants to control. Empire is not perfectly situated yet. It's going to happen for a brief period of time. But again, Donald Trump, he has hindered greatly that plan. So we have Operation Ukraine. You have the world wars. We're at the brink now of the world wars, not just Russia, China, and America, but you have nations in Africa that are at war with one another. You're going to have war in the Middle East here before long. Israel and the Arab enemies, the terrorists around Israel. So Barry Satoru, you know, another thing that, pardon me, that Barry was successful at doing was before he left office, he appointed roughly, I think, 7,000 members of senior executive service. He put in place appointees, not elected, appointed to government agencies. He was able to put a stranglehold on the American government. This stranglehold, this plan was very effective. Donald Trump, you know, he wasn't in a pond of a alligator. He was in a pond of many vicious alligators. This is why during his administration he had to fight for every breath he took. Then Joe, he inherits everything that Obama had put in place. He inherited, so to speak, the Obama machine. Biden's not in power. We think he is. He's the one sitting in the seat, supposedly in the Oval Office. It would be like within Rome, presently, Pope Francis, supposedly, is the Pope. He was put in that position illegally. He took that position illegally, just like Joe Biden has been put in place illegally. Really, the individual who still is the president of the country is Donald Trump. As I've mentioned before in many programs, he is about to exit the political world forever. I don't know, through assassination, there has been so much talk recently of the possible assassination of this president to get him out of the way completely. He's interfered with the momentum. He continues to interfere with their momentum. They must remove him. How? I don't know. They deceived him for sure. Their campaign of deception on his mind, so that he is in favor of these vaccinations, definitely deceived. And, you know, deception isn't limited just to presidents. Any individual can be deceived. We have to fight against deception. And the best way, in my view, is the Holy Bible. So Biden, you know, is been placed in power. But who is behind the scenes? Who is that phantom behind the scenes? Well, I will say this. I'll present it this way. Personally, I believe that once Donald Trump was basically ousted from the White House, I believe that was the beginning of the third term of the Obama presidency. I believe we are in that term right now. Obama made it clear that he was asked by, who was it? They asked him if he'd like to, you know, be in the spotlight with power. He says, no, actually, I prefer to just kind of be hidden in my basement with my stuff. And the stuff I'm thinking of is the people in the occult that work together to continue to rule this country in a hidden occult way, is my opinion. But we're in the third term of Obama's presidency. Eventually, we in this country, the people of the world, we're going to know the truth. And you watch. This is the way that this individual does things. He waits for the most opportune time. He waits. And then he's going to strut back into the stage, back into view. You don't have to believe me. I'm presenting something to you. He's going to walk back into the stage. He's going to be in the view. Then everyone is going to know. And he won't say anything. But what the world is going to be saying is, he's back. And at that time, he is going to do everything possible to make sure he presents himself as a squeaky, clean power, individual. He is going to point the finger probably at Joe and Joe's administration. And here's the other frightful thing. The people in this country, whether they be Democrat or whatever, they're going to receive him with open arms. That's what's frightening. They're basically going to say, we need a leader. We need someone that can address all the problems. Hopefully, they're going to hope that he's going to address the problem on the southern borders. He's going to address the matter of world wars. He's going to address the situation in a diplomatic way with Russia and China. I know that's not going to happen. And he's going to throw Joe Biden, if Joe's even alive, under the train. If Joe Biden should die, Kamala Harris is not going to become president. And Joe Biden really, presently, is not the president. Donald Trump, again, according to our great Constitution, Donald Trump is still president of this great country, once great country. There, you know, we see changes taking place everywhere. This is a change. When this occurs, this will be a change that is going to knock the wind out of the American people. It's going to knock the wind out of the presidents and prime ministers, the people in power internationally, in the nations. It's going to bring great, great fear to the world. So, firstly, Donald Trump is the individual that interfered with the momentum of the global order, of the New World Order, of Klaus Schwab, of George Soros, of these individuals. The second individual that has been very, very influential in stopping that flow has been Vladimir Putin. As far as individuals, you could say Trump in his first president, or in his first term, and Vladimir Putin, even prior to Donald Trump taking office, Vladimir Putin was already busy. He was already on the scene. Interfering with the globalist plans. He was already, once he became president on the first day of this century, he began to clean up Russia. He began to remove all the criminal element in positions of power, the wealthy men in Russia that had been working with Bill Clinton and the American government and the Wall Street crowd and the industry, the corporations internationally that were piecing out Russia. He is the man who stopped the robbery of his great nation. You can call him a communist, which he's not. The predecessors were. He wasn't. This man has done more for Russia than any other president. He's really, in a sense, the greatest, I think, president of Russia. Why? Because he has been an individual that has worked as the president with the Russian church. With the Russian Orthodox Church. It's in contrast to what happened, you know, in the previous 80 years. He is really, you have to give credit to whom credit is due, and he has made Russia great, exactly what Donald Trump's objective was, but Vladimir was not interfered with by Barack Obama or Joe Biden. Or the deep state in America. But he's under attack. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit tacticalcivics.com. Again, tacticalcivics.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Yeah, back in that time, most people had some kind of mushroom to alter their state of consciousness. With the world the way it is right now, you don't need anything. You don't need anything to alter your state of consciousness because of the madness in the world, all the evil and the wickedness. Now, going back to Vladimir Putin. With Vladimir, he began to interfere with the plans of the New World Order. And the people of the world, they don't appreciate what this man has done. You know, the demonization of Russia Every time you think of Russia, the first thing you think of is communism. No. That was the way you would... That would be accurate 50 years ago. But that is not accurate today. To be accurate, you would say that Russia is really a truly democrat republic, just what America had been. Russia is more of what America was 50 years ago than what it is, than 50 years ago what America was, Russia is presently. And what America is presently is what Russia was 50 years ago. The freedoms we talk on this station, and you read everywhere, how the freedoms in this nation are being not only trampled, shredded, not allowed. Steve Bannon, anybody that was associated with Donald Trump is a target. Is a target for the jackbooted thugs to come marching down the cobblestone streets early in the morning, break down the door, and cause, you hear nothing but screaming, and the people down the next door, they don't dare even open the shades to see what's going on. The apparatus of terror, what the apparatus of terror was in Germany, doesn't compare to the apparatus of terror that we have today. America today, we've switched roles with Russia. Russia is basically free. America, we are in bondage to the state. And I can prove it. They're going to hire, 87,000 IRS agents? No, this is Gestapo. This is worse than Germany. This is America's future. The Lord Jesus said that if you know the truth will make you free. Something about truth, as difficult as it may be, it does set you free. The truth is, every day we get a little bit older. The truth is, we get out of bed in the morning, we don't know what difficulties we're going to have in the day, but we have to face them. We in America have to face the fact that this nation is not what it used to be. I have looked at the scripture, I've looked at the book of Revelation, and I think I have an edge, and I have a view. Now, my view, my opinion, is going to be tested. You know, I have talked in the past about there's a matter of forecasting. We have on our cell phone. One forecast this morning said it was 68 degrees. Another website said it was 61 degrees for the same area. So somebody is forecasting inaccurately. So I know that when I walked outside, it was not 61. It had to be 68. So you have in the Bible, there have always been prophecy teachers, teachers who have looked and tried to interpret the book of Revelation to see what the book says. And presently, more people are interested in the book of Revelation in the Bible than any other book in the Bible. Yes, they want to hear about Christ in the Gospels and what he did and how he came and he healed and he cast demons out. But they really want to know what's going to happen at the end of the world. A little bit of insight. Guess what the Pentagon, where their interest is? It's not in the Gospels, not in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's not what they're interested in. The devil worshipers in the world, they're not interested too much any longer in the Gospels. They are reading the book of Revelation. I would encourage this audience, start reading that book, because there are mysteries there that are going to help you. And there are things there that are going to help you sober up. And you're going to begin to think, you know, we are in the time when all these things are coming to a head. You're going to see. One of the most read books, I believe, right now, or one of the most, the books in the Bible, is the book of Revelation. Now, you go to Genesis, that'll take you back 6,000 years to show you the beginning. But for this audience, even if you're not a believer, even if you don't believe God exists, even if you don't believe that God created man, you think we were evolved, or you believe in evolution, that we came from primordial slime, well, we're pretty sophisticated for coming from that type of goo. But the thing is this, still, you want to know the end. There is a question that has been posed many times, different places, I think internationally forever, is if you could, would you want to know how your end was going to come? Some people say no. Others say yeah, and it's hard to know, do I want to know the end or do I not? We'll be back and we'll talk about, do you want to know the end or not? Nick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India. I tasted real chai. I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket healthcare costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
There might have been things I miss, but don't be unkind. It don't mean I'm blind. Perhaps there's a thing or two think of lying in bed I shouldn't have said, but there it is.
You'll see it's all clear. You are meant to be here from the beginning. Maybe I might have changed, not been so.
We were all meant to be here from the beginning. Like I stated yesterday, there are no accidents. God is sovereign. There are no accidents. You were meant to be here from the beginning. You were meant to be here to see what happens at the end of the world, to see how the book of Revelation, how everything finally begins to develop and come to pass. Talking about the greatness of Donald Trump, and the greatness is that he has interfered to a great degree with the globalist plans, but Vladimir Putin is the individual that has interfered with these globalist objectives for 22 years, and even prior to that. It was not an accident that he just happened to be at the right place at the right time. Boris Yeltsin knew that he had betrayed his country. He had betrayed the great nation of Russia. And he knew that the only one that could bring Russia out of complete, total destruction by the globalists, the greedy men of the world, was to put Vladimir Putin in position of that great country. Russia is a great country. It wasn't always communist. It became communist because the British Pilgrim Society, they came up with the political way of thinking, a political scheme, inventing communism. And then what they did as an experiment, they take the thinking behind communism and they introduce it like a plague into Russia through the Bolshevik Revolution, through Lenin, and it was successful. They had a similar kind of a psychological plan with Germany, fascism. Now, they're using all these isms on the people of the world, but Vladimir Putin, when he took over as president of the country, he had a great advantage. He had the Russian people behind him that were once again God-fearing. It was a God-fearing nation. At the beginning of this century, America became a God-hating nation. Just the opposite. It's funny how things in time change from a God. We are founded as a nation by people who are godly, who are religious, who believe in a God, who had a Christ, a Messiah for the world. We became great because of the Christian Judeo thinking, or Judeo-Christianity, the thinking that is in the Bible that is presented and has been presented for 2,000 years, or not quite, well, longer than that, through the Torah. But here with the King James and the Bible the way we have it, maybe 500 years, I think. From a God-hating nation to a God-loving nation, and we the opposite. And we are continuing down that road of God-hatred, and this country is going to be eventually a nation that God will judge. In the past, I have alluded to, Revelation chapter 13, and there are two individuals, a beast that rises out of the sea and a false prophet. And everyone internationally have been looking, trying to figure out who are these two individuals. What are their names? Where do they come from? Where is the seat of their power? Is it going to be in Rome? Is it going to be in the Middle East? Is it going to be in Israel? And they've been wondering, where would these two individuals come from? Well, going back to quickly, there is accurate prophecy, and then there is inaccurate. There's accurate, the Bible, the prophecies are accurate forecasting. They forecast perfectly what is going to happen, and what's going to happen cannot be changed. The problem has always been inaccurate interpretation. That has always been the problem. Inaccurate interpretation. Well, but still, the Apostle Paul in the book of Corinthians said that every man needs to give his view, basically. I'm simplifying it. Every man must give his view, and then once that view is presented, then the view can be tested. So in my view, the two individuals in Revelation 13, I feel the beast that rises up out of the sea will come from America, and I think I've been watching Barack Obama. And the false prophet would also come from America, and it would be most likely Bill Gates. And both would be baby boom generation children, but not necessarily from America. One from America, one from a distant land. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes to finish out the hour. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment with amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays.
Come on down this Friday the 16th for Lucha Libre Wrestling. And on Saturday the 17th, take free dance lessons from salsa to other styles. Have fun and bring your spouse or significant other right there at Spirits Music Hall.
For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's Spirits Music Musichall.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'm the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the rise of the New World Order, secret societies, New World religion, weather warfare, and international wars. Right here on KHNC AM 1360.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, we'll finish out this hour. Now, like I finished that last segment, I have presented to you my view. This is my interpretation through my research study, and now you have accurate forecasting and you have inaccurate interpretation. Now we will see where my interpretation sits. But I have studied dynasties. I've studied these individuals. There is a secret Obama dynasty, And with Vladimir Putin, I don't speak Russian, so I don't read Russian. I don't know anything except for maybe Nyet and Vladimir and Olga. That's about it. That's the extent of my Russian language understanding. And if I could read Russian, I would like to go back into Russian history and read everything I could find on Vladimir Putin. I'd like to read about his parents. I'd like to read about his grandparents. I'd like to see what lineage he comes from. With the Queen of England, we can go back and we can see her lineage. And we can see the occult background through her family. We can see the occult background through Adolf Hitler, going back to Solomon Rothschild. We can see his father, Alios. And we can see who these people really are from a generational perspective. And I mean generational in the sense of, what is their occult background? What is their occult lineage? How far back does that occult vein in their lineage go? How far back does it go? Like Anthony Fauci, his lineage goes back to the Abyss family. A-B-Y-S-S is what they call it. It's Abyss, meaning a deep down underneath the earth, an abyss. And that, and then with that is where Fauci's lineage goes back. Then with Klaus Schwab, you see, you're going to have, every individual is going to have either, and in both in your lineages, you're going to have hopefully those in your lineage that have had godly affiliations with the God of Heaven, but you're probably going to have also those in the family that have been involved in secret societies, things of that nature. And to be free from those occult lineages, you have to be prayed over, and you need to receive the Christ, and then you can be free. But where do these people come from? Like with, we know where Anthony Fauci comes from, but really, where does Obama's family, his real lineage, how far back does it go? What are his roots? The same with Bill Gates. What about Bill Gates's? Now, again, I'd like to find out, what lineage does Vladimir Putin, what is his background on his father's side, his mother's side, his grandparents' side? That would be interesting. But again, my Russian is limited. I don't know that much Russian. And I cannot read Russian. I see the Russian language, and it is an absolute, I can't even figure out what's an A or a B. Well, that's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm just trying to figure out what happens in this country and the families of this country. That is where I have been positioned, you might say. For today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will visit with you tomorrow. 1360KHSC.com podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.